The United Nations Middle East envoy warned today that the fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants is escalating toward a full-scale war. Dozens have died this week in the violence, most of them Palestinian, as Israeli airstrikes leveled Palestinian apartment buildings and Palestinian militant groups fired rockets at Israeli cities. Unrest began last week in response to pending evictions of Palestinian families in East Jerusalem and an Israeli raid on Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. For more, we're joined now on Skype by Hanan Ashrawi, a Palestinian leader formerly with the Palestine Liberation Organization. Welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
And as you well know, of course, this conflict goes back many decades. But from your point of view, what is at the heart of this latest round of violence? And is it different than what we've seen in recent conflicts in the region?
Yes, I'm glad you're asking about the context. This government in Israel has decided to escalate to help the prospects of forming a more extreme racist government in Israel by Netanyahu. And he provoked, and the Israeli government provoked the Palestinians, we said, beyond endurance. Killing so far, they have killed over 53 Palestinians in Gaza, including 15 children and 3 women. Well, it's a real disaster area.
What would stop it? What does your side want? What are you asking for?
I'm asking to deal with the causes rather than with the symptoms or the after effects. The cause is the ongoing, brutal, cruel, illegal Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands, the killing of Palestinians with impunity, kicking them out of their homes. This is a very serious situation. Until you hold Israel to account for all these actions, this will continue. It's the time for international law to prevail, for the U.S., for Europe. This is where you intervene. You provide the Palestinians with protection as per the Fourth Geneva Convention and Israel with accountability.
Well, on the issue of the evictions and the settlements, I mean, there are some Jews who say that they were the ones who were in those areas first, that they have the right to the land. But of course, that's at the heart of this dispute, and we're not going to settle it here. On the other hand,
we have to address this issue because you cannot pull out a Bible and pull out a chapter from the Bible and say, this is my land deed and this is what gives me the right. This was Palestine. This has been Palestine. If you read history, it existed, references to it in the 4th century BC with Herodotus talking about Palestine. No, we've been here for thousands of years. We have an ongoing identity and history and culture, and we will not be erased. That's the issue. We refuse to buckle under. We refuse to surrender.
In fact, Hamas has not backed down at all. The militant group in the Gaza Strip has fired more than 100 rockets at Israeli cities last night. Several Israelis have also died in this conflict. What role and responsibility do you think Hamas has played escalating this conflict?
Yeah, when you tell the bully, when you tell the person who's committing a crime, you have to stop committing this crime, otherwise there will be repercussions, and that person does not stop, then he or she has to be ready for the consequences. Now, Hamas, of course, does not have sophisticated weapons. No, Hamas has these makeshift homemade, what is called rockets, missile projectiles. And yes, we don't want to see any civilians killed. But when you look at the disproportionate power, when you see scores of Palestinians killed, this is not just a question of Hamas using violence. This is a question of a deliberate targeting of a population that has no means of defense, that has no place to run.
But do you support Hamas? This is a group that is militant, that is Islamist, that many countries view as a terrorist organization. Do you think that they're leading Palestinians in the right direction here?
I, of course, have ideological disagreements. Religion should be left out of politics. And this certainly applies more to Israel than to Hamas, frankly speaking. But at the same time, I believe in the right to express their opinions. The question is the Palestinian people. This is a popular uprising. So the question is not Hamas. The question is, how do you deal with the cause? How do you deal with this occupation?
Well, the Biden administration has called for both sides here to calm down, which in effect, of course, has satisfied neither Israel nor the Palestinians. What kind of response are you looking for from the White House?
One thing, for the first time, the Biden administration said that Palestinians and Israelis are equally entitled, to the right. This is unusual since Trump and previous administrations have always maintained Israel above the law and having superior rights, while Palestinians have no rights whatsoever. So let's translate that into a policy, into action. Let's tell Israel it has to abide by the law, and let's tell the Palestinians they do have the protection of the law. And this is how you can bring peace, security, stability, not just to Palestine, Israel, but to the whole region.
Hanan Ashrawi, formerly of the Palestine Liberation Organization, speaking with us from Ramallah. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.